We've got all the racing news and people from around Victoria, racing's greatest state.
Welcome along to Coleraine, Bendigo, Ballarat, Warrnambool, Bet365, Geelong. And good morning everybody from Swan Hill.
Welcome to the South Turf Club.
All ready. Off they go.
For Country Racing Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show. Where we belong,
country racing strong, it's got it. Yeah, the Country Racing Show to kick off this Thursday morning on Big V Racing, and the star of the show is Nikita Ross. Good morning, Nikita.
Very kind intro from you there, Matt, but gee, we've got a big show planned today.
Certainly do. It's part of the trickiness of a Thursday morning and looking at the Country Cups and who's going to accept and who's not. So we're working the phones relentlessly out the back before we started, yeah. But we have managed to get a few good guests on this morning.
We have a bit of a behind the curtains. It's a last minute dash, obviously, with acceptances only done not too long ago, but it's going to be a terrific show. We'll kick off with Adam from the Menangatang Club. He's on the committee there, and I'm sure plenty of the racing industry had their fingers and toes crossed with the all the rain that was forecast for this week. And I certainly was checking the website, the bomb website, plenty of times yesterday. But I do have an update on Hamilton. I text Peter, who is the club manager there, this morning. And the good news is that she said it's a heavy eight, but they received less rain than expected and very happy with the track. So,
could have been a lot worse,
I think. So that's a good result at this stage for Hamilton. We'll chat to Adam from Menangatang to get an update on their track shortly.
It's amazing how often you see that the radar will show like a band coming through and you think that is going to be an absolute dump. And then it just breaks up and disperses.
Yeah.
And you think, missed by that much.
It's exactly what happens in Melbourne nearly every weekend, isn't it, Cozzy? Hey, so we've got the Hamilton Cup this weekend, and we do have the Menangatang Cup as well, and a committee member of the Menangatang Race Club, Adam McNichol, has been good enough to join us on the Country Racing Show ahead of that meeting on Saturday. Good morning to you, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gang. Thank you. I'm standing next to the big shed at the Menangatang racetrack, and all is looking very good.
Okay, that is great news, because as we just touched on, the weather is causing a few headaches for quite a few people, not just in Victoria, but right around Australia at the moment. Preparations ahead of Saturday, how are they going?
Oh, preparations are going really well. It's funny you mentioned Hamilton. Down in the Western District, they'd be used to this kind of rain. But you don't see the Mallee look this way too often. But preparations are going really well. The track's in fantastic condition. The track was inspected by an official RV track inspector yesterday after the rain fell, and it's been all cleared, so we're right to go on Saturday. That's pretty much the end of the rain for us. There might be a couple of showers, but there's utes driving around everywhere, delivering tables and chairs, and there's mini marquees going up, and it's a hive of activity here in little old Menang.
Now, what do you think the track will be rated at when the race day comes around, with the weather forecast the way it is?
Oh, I heard you mention that heavy eight. Apparently, we'd be about a heavy seven at the minute.
Yeah.
But considering we're not going to get much more rain, if any, and then on Saturday morning it's going to be fine, and the sun will dry it out pretty quick. Like, it's going to be 17, 18 degrees up here on Saturday. So hard to say exactly how it'll be rated on Saturday, but it should be a pretty fair improvement on where it is at the moment.
What's your grass cover like?
Oh, the grass cover's fantastic. So our club president is Nev Arendse, who's our local Nutrient Ag Solutions man. He runs the branches here in Menang and over at Oyen, and he oversowed it with ryegrass this year, as he does every year, and so the grass cover is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, you would never see our track look better than it does at the moment, and as should be the case given the amount of rain we've had.
Adam, before we let you go, I'm sure you're a very busy man this morning with plenty on, but it must just be a huge thrill for the club. You haven't raced in a while, and it is an icon, really, isn't it, the Menangatang Cup? So you must be absolutely thrilled to get so many bookings and people coming this weekend.
We are indeed, yeah. It's such a great point to make. We really believe that we've got one of the most iconic bush race meetings in Australia. We like to think that we're the sort of Birdsville of Victoria, you know, they're the, up in Birdsville, that's the big deal, where people fly in private jets and all that sort of thing. But, you know, Menangatang is just about on the edge of the outback, and we really think that we've got an iconic little event. And when you consider that Menangatang's got fewer than 200 people now, but we'll have over 3,000 here at the track on Saturday, it's a big deal. We're expecting a couple of hundred caravans to be camped along our golf course, around the track. We've got a tent hotel. And we've just got so much excitement in the community and in the Mallee in general. We've got Jeff Tynan, who's playing music after the last race. He's grew up in Underbull out on the Mallee Highway, so it's a real Mallee event, and people coming from far and wide. And yeah, we couldn't be more excited.
Adam, if a family turn up, what's the first thing the kids are going to head for on the race day?
Oh, what's the first thing? Well, it's your classic sort of country kids thing here. We don't try and organise too much for the kids. We just let them run around and have fun. You know, it's all about getting away from your usual habits and getting away from your screens and getting a bit of fresh air and get under the big open sky up here in the Mallee. But we do have Kelly Sports running a kids program on our netball courts, which is pretty common that you see at country race meetings. The Kelly Sports crew do a fantastic job. So there's all sort of sporting activities. And there's a face painter. So I can tell you what, probably any kids under about the age of 10 will probably be running straight for the face painter and then from there to the lolly stand.
Well, Adam, it's exciting. A record crowd potentially on the cards as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing the photo of everyone camping on top of the golf course there as well. So good luck for Saturday. It's exciting to see the Menangatang races in full flight. So good luck.
Thanks, everyone. We really appreciate it.
There's Adam McNichol from the Menangatang Race Club joining us ahead of Cup Day on Saturday. Cozzy, have you been in the Menangatang races before?
No, I haven't been to Menangatang. I've been to quite a few country meetings. I'll tell you one I did love to. And when you win a race, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Avoca. They have a meeting, I think, on Anzac Day. And when the wineries get there, the whole lot. And absolutely brilliant. We won a race, so that made it even better. I mean, when you get an old fellow, he was funny. It didn't matter where the track was. You go there, you win a race, you'd say, what a lovely place. We must come back sometime.
Yeah.
And you go and get beaten. He'd be driving out saying, they ought to burn that joint to the ground. Cursing every time.
Makes a world of difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you heading to one of the cups this weekend, Nikita?
I can't this weekend. I've got to record. I'm part of Winners, which airs tomorrow morning. And unfortunately, with the timing of recording that and getting to the tracks, I can't make it. But just with the distance. But I would love to. I was looking at photos from 2019 and it looks like such a fun time. So I'll be there next year. There's no doubt about that. And Avoca in a couple of weeks, actually. Funny you mentioned that. So I'll be there as well.
It's just such a relaxing day out.
Yeah.
And as he was saying with the kids, just take them, let them run around, have a ton of fun, roll on the grass and get dirty and do all that sort of stuff.
Have a bit of fun. Hey, Joshy Richards is about to join us in a moment. He rode the Matoa Cup winner on Saturday on the weekend and he's got a good ride there. For Peter Chow in the Hamilton Cup this weekend. Hopefully he can hold on the line for a couple of minutes because we've got to go to Warrigal in a moment for the opening event on that program. Now, if I just have a look at the fixed odds betting market here, the 8 Graceland Boys at $3.30, the 3 All Smiles is at $3.80, and the 5 Ramstein Bale is at $4. On the other side of Warrigal, we'll catch up with Josh Richards. Aaron Purcell will also join us. And we've got our regular segment, What Caught My Eye This Week. And it'll be Cozzy's debut segment, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got.
Oh, I found one, Nikita.
Good on you, Cozzy. All right, let's catch up with Josh Richards now, who joins us on the Country Racing Show after winning the Matoa Cup on Saturday, and he's got another chance to add to his collection when he rides for Peter Chow, Prix de Troyes, in this weekend's Hamilton Cup. But good morning, Josh. Thanks for your time, and well done on Saturday in the Matoa Cup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, thanks a lot.
We had Harry Coffey on this program regularly last season. We were sort of referring to him as the Country Cup's king because he just kept collecting them. I hope you've got plenty of room on the cabinet as well now you've joined us.
Yeah, he did. Hopefully it's my turn now.
Josh, it must be a big thrill to win a Country Cup just because of the atmosphere. I'm guessing, you know, plenty of people on track cheering. It must be a really nice feeling when you can pick up one of those.
Yeah, it was really good to be back there again this year. Obviously, a few years they've had no crowds and that, so it was good to see the community be able to get back to them Country Cups. They really support them, and there's always a good turnout.
Josh, you ride Prix de Troyes. It's in form. It's won at Echuca, second at Sandown, won at Warwick Nabil, close up at Caulfield, and you would have had a look at the Matoa Cup the other day.
Yeah, it looks like a really nice race again. Obviously a small field, so it's going to be a really nice race for her, and hopefully it's her turn her turn this weekend.
With those small fields, do you find they tend to relax and sprint home, or is it just a totally different tactical race?
Oh, I guess they're always a bit tactical, the small fields, but, you know, it just depends. I guess it's all just tempo-related. You've got to pretty much just, I think, ride your horse to suit and, you know, get the best horse on the day.
Hey, Josh, you've been riding well of recent times. You've jagged a couple of winners over the last couple of weeks, and you've been riding for a number of different trainers as well. Who's been your biggest supporters of recent times?
Yeah, probably as of recent. Obviously, the Hayes boys, Ben and JD, and Lindsay Park, they've been giving me a lot of support lately. They've been my biggest supporters as of late, but, you know, we're still doing a lot of work, still riding plenty of track work, and... you know, we had a couple of weeks off, so it's just taking a bit to sort of build back up and get a bit of momentum going again. But with all these country cup meetings on, it's been getting some good support.
Josh, you're riding one for Linda Meach on Saturday at Hamilton, Millennium Falcon. It didn't have much luck the other day at Matoa.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Hopefully, you know, a nice race there this weekend. So, you know, I'll... obviously have a chat to Linda and, you know, give it every possible chance and should run a much better race.
And you've got two for Aaron Purcell, Hamilton as well on Saturday, and you've got a couple at Cranbourne tomorrow night as well for Russell Osborne. One of those four rides you're really keen to get on the back of?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, obviously a couple of Russells. Look, they got sort of nice barriers. It should suit around that track, and then it'd be good to team back up with Aaron Purcell at Hamilton. Obviously, place the horses nicely. You know, nice barriers, nice races. So hopefully we can get the job done.
Josh, if you were going to tip punters into one to follow of all your rides this weekend, which one would that be?
Oh, look, I think Prestatori in the Hamilton Cup, the small field, you know, I think she'd get a lovely run, and I think it would probably be hard to beat.
Good on you, Josh. Appreciate your time this morning. Hopefully you can make it two country cups in 2 weeks. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There's Josh Richards joining us there. He rides Prez de Troyes in the Hamilton Cup on Saturday, fresh off winning the Matoa Cup there for Team Hayes last week. He's a good young jockey.
Tate Divies are there at Warrigal on the first to win a three-old Smiles, 390, 150, 1 Depth, 190, 4 Parumba Special, 420, 4th 7 Condor Avenue, Quinella 1590, Exacta 1550, Trifecta 180, 220, and the 4, 763.50.
It's 11 minutes to midday. This is Big V Racing. You're with Matt Nevitt and Sean Cosgrove, and it's the Country Racing Show with Nikita Ross. As we head to a break, Aaron Purcell to join us on the other side.
For Country Racing Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show.
Yes, this is Big V Racing on this Thursday morning. You're with Matt Nevitt, Nikita Ross and Sean Cosgrove. And it's time to catch up with Aaron Purcell, who's got a very busy weekend ahead. He's got a Caulfield Guineas runner, a huge team heading to Hamilton as well, including two runners in the Hamilton Cup. Good morning. Thanks for your time, Aaron. Have we got you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here.
All good, mate. My first question is, where are you going to be on Saturday? You've got a long shot there in the Guineas, and a huge team at Hamilton. Where will we find you on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be going to Caulfield. There's going to be quite a few owners, I've never met before. So, we're going down there. Hopefully, we have a good day.
He was a good run at Flemington. It was a heavy, and he came home. He made up a lot of ground, Aaron.
Yeah, he did. He drew a bit wide that day and sort of got fanned off in the turn and sort of lost his balance a bit. And then when he balanced up, he hit the line quite good. So, up in trip. Should suit him, and yeah, hopefully he gets a bit of a kinder run sort of through the middle stages.
Aaron, looking at the team that you're taking to Hamilton on Saturday, and just logistically, how does all that work? Because a quick counter, I think you've got around 12 horses that have accepted there, so obviously it'll be all hands on deck with the staff.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a truck and a three-horse flow going there, and I might need a few favours from some other local trainers, but depending on how the track is, there's been a fair bit of rain in Hamilton, so we'll just keep an eye on the weather, and there might be a few scratchings amongst them, but we'll sort of work that out a bit later when we find out where the track's rated and how it's going to race on the day.
So Takumi and the Delphi, your two runners in the Hamilton Cup, Aaron, have you got a leaning to one of those two?
Takumi's a horse that's sort of been up to this level in the past. He sort of lost his way a little bit lately. He's a horse that takes a few runs, gets fit, so he's still on the improve this preparation. But at his best form, he's probably good. He's good enough to win this race. I think he just got beaten in a Colo Cup earlier in the year, so this is sort of his level. And the Delphi is a horse that's coming back from injury. His two runs this time in have been pretty good, but he probably needs a bit more racing and a bit more ground to see the best of him. So I would say Takumi is the better chance of the two.
All right, can you find us one elsewhere? Because you've got horses all over the place apart from Hamilton.
Of the other ones there, the three-year-old maiden, he'll be pretty hard to beat, Brinicle. And there's two good chances in the 2200-metre race, 58, the Rattling Bog and the Dashing Tycoon are both winning chances, depending on how the race is run and how they end up in the race. So there's a few good chances there, and yeah, just going to go with our fingers crossed.
It could be a very big half an hour for you, Aaron, if you caused one of the upsets of all time in the Caulfield Guineas with Dashing and then won the Hamilton Cup. Can you imagine the celebrations?
Yeah, no, they're all sort of outside chances, but if one or two of them got up, we'll definitely make the evening a good time.
It certainly will, no doubt about that. Hey, good luck over the weekend. Huge team of runners heading to the races, and especially at Caulfield in the Guineas. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Steve.
There's Aaron Purcell joining us. He's got a monster team of horses heading to the races, including two in the Hamilton Cup and a host of runners on Sunday at Ballarat as well.
He does, a massive team, and hopefully, amongst them, a few winners for Aaron for sure.
All right, so shall we get stuck into our segment of what caught our eye this last week?
Let's do it.
All right, Cozzy, let's start with you, fresh off the bat.
All right, I found one that won at Wangaratta. A four-year-old having his first start. He had previously had more trials than Chopper Reed. He had three trials, then was tipped out for 46 weeks, came back, had two more, tipped out for 3 weeks, came back, had another trial, and won it over a mile, and then came out and absolutely toweled them on Saturday and won with a step-over toehold on. The jockey was reading a comic and smoking a cigar. It won that well, Pacino.
So all that's, right.
I've just put an absolute moz on it now for the rest of its life, probably.
You've just set the bar very high. Yeah.
Well, Nikita, it toweled them. It flogged them the way it won and came around the outside and just, it was good night nurse.
I lost track of what the horse was doing. I was more interested in the articulation of it all.
Yes, well, that was it, Pacino, and I'd like to see when it goes around again. And incredibly, it was $6. I didn't back it, but I saw the replay and I thought, holy smokes. It won like a good thing.
All right. Yeah. One to follow for sure.
Yeah, Ben Brisbane's got it.
Nikita?
Absolutely.
What's your eye this
week?
Well,
I'm going back to Matola on Saturday, and Tatum Bull brought up a double, and according to records, hopefully it's right on the racing.com website there, but I believe that was a 100th career riding win. Mm. So a young jockey doing a fantastic job, heads up to Menangatang, I believe, this weekend, looking at the fields. So, 100 career wins, and did it with a double.
Hope she's not flying with a certain airline that's had a heap of cancellations back to Melbourne in the last couple of days, Cozzy, because we spoke to her earlier in the week.
On Monday, after she got the ton.
She's on the Gold Coast, so let's hope she's flying with a reliable airline to make sure she gets to Matoa. Look, I'm not really... there's no real surprises with what caught my eye, caught everyone's eye. Distrustful award for Paul Pruska at Mildura on Tuesday. Rocketed up... Derby contention or Derby markets, I suppose, off the back of that win. And then the news this morning on Racing Pulse that a couple of Mick Price's Derby horses are out. So I can't even find the market for the Derby right now because I'd assume it's probably being worked on off the back. Yeah, they're probably rejigging it off the back of it. So I think it's in, here we go, Victoria Derby. Distrustful award is $11. After breaking the maiden at Mildura on Tuesday, a month out from the Derby.
You wouldn't say that too often, would you? Breaking the maiden at Mildura and then riding Derby contention.
Well, Hitotso broke its maiden at Donald's not all that long before it won the Derby last year.
And I think you'll find a horse called Elvstom won his maiden up at Swan Hill.
Yep.
And Harada.
There's a precedent for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of these horses winning at the country tracks and just go on.
Anyway, Matt Stewart's backed it, so it's probably got no hope anyway. Hey, a lot of fun as always, guys, on the Country Racing Show. Nikita, do you want to just recap what lies ahead over the next week or so?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we've got the Hamilton Cup and also the Menangatang Cup on Saturday, so really looking forward to that. And then it just... keeps rolling on. We've got next week the Mowi Cup on Friday, the Avoca Cup. So plenty of country cups around, plenty of opportunities for people to get out and enjoy the weather. I'm sure it's going to turn. It's all going to be sunshine from here on in, yeah. Let's hope. So look, we'd encourage anyone to get out to one of the country meetings. As we heard from the people earlier, from Adam, plenty of kids activities and just a really great day out, fantastic atmosphere. So get along to a country cup near you.
Yeah, and especially next week, Cozzy, because we will be on course for Mowi Cup Day next Friday. So looking forward to that. I haven't ventured out to Mowi too often, so you'll have to show me around.
Mowi or the track?
Well, both.
Both, yeah. Okay. Well, just put bail money down your sock, man. You will have a good time.
I look forward to it. Nikita, thanks for jumping on this morning, coming to the studio. We'll see you again next Thursday before we do our live OB on Friday at Mowi.
Sounds good, guys.